Phantasmagoria. Canto 1. The Trysting. One winter night at 9:30, cold, tired and cross and muddy, I had come home, too late to dine, and supper with cigars and wine was waiting in the study. There was a strangeness in the room, and something white and wavy was standing near me in the gloom. I took it for the carpet broom left by that careless slavey. But presently the thing began to shudder and to sneeze, on which I said, "Come, come, my man, that's a most inconsiderate plan. Less noise there, if you please."
"I've caught a cold," the thing replies, "out there upon the landing."
I turned to look in some surprise, and there before my very eyes a little ghost was standing. He trembled when he caught my eye and got behind a chair. "How came you here?" I said, "and why? I never saw a thing so shy. Come out, don't shiver there."
He said, "I'd gladly tell you how, and also tell you why, but," here he gave a little bow, "you're in so bad a temper now, you'd think it all a lie. And as to being in a fright, allow me to remark that ghosts have just as good a right in every way to fear the light as men to fear the dark."
"No plea," said I, "can well excuse such cowardice in you. For ghosts can visit when they choose, whereas we humans can't refuse to grant the interview." He said,
"A flutter of alarm is not unnatural, is it? I really feared you meant some harm, but now I see that you are calm, let me explain my visit. That last ghost left you on the 3rd. Since then, you've not been haunted. But, as he never sent us word, 'twas quite by accident we heard that anyone was wanted. A spectre has first choice, by right, in filling up a vacancy. Then phantom, goblin, elf, and sprite. If all these fail them, they invite the nicest ghoul that they can see. The spectres said the place was low, and that you kept bad wine. So, as a phantom had to go, and I was first, of course, you know, I couldn't well decline."
"No doubt," said I, "they settled who was fittest to be sent. Yet still, to choose a brat like you to haunt a man of 42 was no great compliment."
"I'm not so young, sir," he replied, "as you might think. The fact is, in caverns by the waterside and other places that I..."